Travel Talk with Visit Belfast for real value, real choice, and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And here we go now with the very first Travel Talk for 2022. And let's hope Ed Finn, our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist, that it is the best year for travel yet. So we'll keep everything crossed that we're getting off to the best possible start. And it's interesting, actually, because where we're going this year on Travel Talk, well, at least for today anyway, is we have a rather spiritual element.
Happy New Year, Carol. Happy New Year to the listeners. Hope you're doing all a nice, relaxing Christmas. Yeah, definitely a spiritual theme. And lots of that reflected, Carol, and people sending me stuff in asking me about, you know, something different to do next year, something with a sort of a... And of course, Carol, if you remember last year, there was a sort of an explosion in digital nomads going all over the place, you know, and countries kind of specializing in hosting them. This year, it seems to me there's going to be a lot of interest in things that will be sort of experiential and that will be sort of, you know, epic. And in that light, really, a few things that are very interesting for this year. The Spanish Camino is very, very popular again, really coming back in vogue. Now, just to let people know, this year is the special year. They call it the Jacobio year, the Jacobean year, if you like, the holy year of the Jubilee. And that's only celebrated when the festival of James the Apostle of Santiago, his birthday, which is the 25th of July, when that falls on a Sunday, then you have this, what they call the special year of St. James. Usually every 5 or 6 years, Carol. Sometimes you have to wait up to 11 years to celebrate it, but it was established way back by Pope Calixtus in 1112, way, way back. So it's ancient, this tradition. And the idea behind it, Carol, was that the church promised to pardon the sins, the Catholic Church promised to pardon the sins of everyone who took the pilgrimage to the apostles' tomb during Holy Year. So
does that still stand?
What I'm saying to everyone today now is if you want all the old sins forgiven, off you go this year and do the Camino, Carol, right? It's known as earning the Jubilee. And yes, it still stands. So, and you know, aside from anything else, the Camino is absolutely stunning. I mean, I did the 110 kilometers from Sarria to Santiago de Compostela. And when you walk 5 or 6 days, people do it, they break it up. Some people do it in like 6 weeks, the whole lot of it, which is 750 kilometers plus. But it's incredible. And you're going through Galicia. It's a very Celtic looking green sort of northern part of Spain. You go through all these gorgeous villages, beautiful countryside, and you walk and walk and walk. And it's incredible. At the end of it, you just discover yourself. And I know that sounds really kind of a bit, you know, twee and all that, but it's amazing. You just really get in tune with yourself, with nature. Aside from the whole spiritual side of it and the religious side of it, it has many, many benefits. It's really great. You can pick, Carol, from refugios where you can stay for like €5 a night. Can be a bit smelly sometimes if you're sharing a bunk or, you know, you're sharing a room with lots of people, but you can treat yourself with gorgeous 2- and 3-star hotels, which are really affordable all along the way.
That's probably more up my street now, I think.
Yeah, me too at this stage, Carol. At this stage, definitely. But there's loads of different options. And if you want to really treat yourself, when you get into Santiago de Compostela, of course, Compostela, the famous church there, which is incredible, with the huge big incense fumador. You'll see the pictures of the monks all swinging out of it as they swing the fumador. And of course, people thought this, you know, was kind of a really nice idea. The incense was nice to, it's kind of a religious idea behind it. But of course, it really was done in times gone by because the smell was so bad in the cathedral. When the pilgrims used to get there, you can imagine, Carol, after walking for weeks and the fumador was always on the go to kind of fumigate the church and give it a nice smell. Santiago de Compostela itself is a beautiful city in its own right. And, you know, Aer Lingus fly their direct flights as well. Now, here in Dublin, from the 3rd to the 8th of January, you can go to the St. James Church here and they're illuminating the whole church in celebration of the year, the Jacobean year. So
St. James's Church has a long tradition of an association.
It does. And you can start the Camino, Carol, from there and walk all the way across the UK. You can go the whole way. There's an actual route. You can actually start from St. James's Gate here, if you fancy that.
Yeah. So what do you do? Do you walk from St. James's Gate to the airport?
Most people do. They walk it. They get the ferry across and they walk through.
You can't walk up the M50 now.
They walk through. No, you can't, Carol. No, that wouldn't be recommended. But you walk through the UK and you can walk all the way up. You know, you walk through Europe and you go. Now, I haven't done this, obviously, because I did a very, very short version. As I said, I did the beautiful town of Sarria. And, you know, when you get there, by the way, you fly there. You know, there's loads of companies do different things, but you're met, you know, at the airport. They take you to the Sarria. You know, you can have your luggage brought along, Carol. So when you're walking, you wouldn't take too much luggage anyway, but make sure you always have really good footwear and socks and stuff. But when you're walking along, like some of the companies like Camino Way and In the Footsteps or whatever the different ones are, they bring your luggage from place to place for you as well. So there's different levels you can do, you know. The one, I mean, I would absolutely fly to Spain. You can also fly to Madrid, Carol, and start from Lyon. There's loads of different routes. If you go to Spain.info, the Spanish Tourist Board have a wonderful website there, and just put in Camino, there's loads of different itineraries and supports there for you to do it as well. So, but a great one for this year, Carol, a great one. And as I said, stjamesparish.ie, if you want to get details of the illumination, which is here just in 2 days now.
Well, I think, you know, I think the last couple of years, a lot of people would have had, say, walking the Camino, perhaps on their bucket list, you know, something to do in the future. But I think the last couple of years have maybe convinced us all that life is very precious and short and fragile. So just seize the moment and do it now. Book it now.
I even have friends of mine, Carol, that have done it. They've done it twice, would you believe? The whole lot. It's that addictive, really. It's fantastic. So you're absolutely spot on there. So carpe diem, and this is the year to do it, the year of St. James. And imagine a bonus, all your sins forgiven. Wow, isn't that brilliant? Where would you get it?
Yes, a bucket for July, and think of the fun you can have between now and then. It'll all be forgiven then in July. Right, just to finish up this weekend, for anyone listening who perhaps is thinking, well, that's all well and good, but actually what I really need is I just need some sunshine to warm my bones and I just need to relax. I don't want any walking. I just want to lie on a beach and just soak it all up and recharge that way.
I've had loads of people this year that have told me that they've really had fabulous holidays in the Canaries, Carol. I have to say, really came in very strong again this year. And Tenerife, Lanzarote, of course, number one popular destination with the Irish. But again, the other islands as well, Gran Canaria. But Tenerife, very popular because, of course, Mount Teide, the volcano, the famous now for astronomy. There's so many, the north, the south, there's lots of different parts to it. And all the other islands as well, like Fuerteventura, if you're into windsurfing and sports and stuff. And Portugal as well. We spoke recently, Carol, very popular, you know, again, for sunshine. But the Canaries was really just very popular. And Madeira, another one, Carol, that's becoming very popular, and huge, big push on digital nomads there as well, imagine, this year. If you fancy getting off to a beautiful tropical garden paradise, Madeira is also very, very nice.
I do.
Okay. You can have a drop of Madeira when you're there as well, Carol, you know. Before we finish up, just a quick little thing. There's a new Game of Thrones studio tour opening on the 4th of February in Banbridge in Northern Ireland. It's going to be a big deal. Seven Kingdoms, amazing what they're doing there. So that's going to be all opening on the 4th of February. So if you look up Linen Mill Studios in Banbridge, and it's going to be very, very impressive.
Fabulous. All right. Thank you for that. What a lovely way to begin the year now. And as I said, let's hope it's an auspicious start, and let's hope we just go from strength to strength and that travel will be back on its feet again before we know it. And happy new year to you. And just a reminder for anybody listening, if you have any questions of a travel nature, of course, please do get them in, because we're always delighted to open the travel clinic for you. So ed@traveltalk.ie. Ed will answer any question that you have. Ed, as always, it's a pleasure. Enjoy your New Year's Day, and we will look forward to checking in with you again next Saturday.
I will indeed, Karen, and you too. Happy New Year.
Travel Talk with Visit Belfast for real value, real choice, and unforgettable experiences this autumn. Visit Belfast.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.